Dane County Judge Richard Neese was asked to consider very different challenges to the recall petitions turned in against Republican and Democratic senators. Against the six Republicans, GOP attorneys argued organizers failed to turn in the proper paperwork at the start of the recall process, rendering their thousands of signatures invalid. Against the three Democrats, Democratic lawyers said rampant fraud by certain circulators meant any of the petitions they worked on should be tossed out. The Government Accountability Board rejected both sets of arguments during lengthy meetings earlier this summer. Board Attorney Louis Balin told Judge Neese there was no reason for him to overturn those decisions.
These were decisions grounded in their view of what the evidence showed, and there's just no basis for the court to reach in and undo those decisions.
Judge Neese agreed, meaning the recalls can move forward. There are primaries in six of the races next Tuesday and two more a week after that. The first general election contest will be July 19th between Democratic Senator Dave Hansen and Republican David Vanderleest. Recall elections against six Republican senators are scheduled for August 9th and against the other two Democratic senators August 16th. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.